So let's review. Our Mishnah had mentioned the process for purchasing the oil, wine, and flour for the Nesachim, and had explained that there were different tickets or vouchers depending on the type of animal that was being brought for the corresponding carbon. A male lamb is the only animal that the Torah differentiates the amounts of Nesachim based on the age of the animal. A keves, up to 1 year of age, or a goat of any age, or a female lamb of any age, is brought together with one Isarin of Silas, and a Revi'a Sahin of oil and wine of Nesachim. An ayil, which is a male lamb over 1 year of age, is brought with two Isarin of Silas, and a third of a hin of wine and oil. A cow or a baby calf is brought together with three Isarin of Silas flour, and a half of a hin of wine and oil. Agamar learns these out from Pesukim. By a cow, the Pasuk says L'shur ha'echad, which intimates that there is only one shear of Nesachim for a cow, regardless of age. Oyle Seb Bekvasim teaches that female lambs also have only one shear, namely one Isar and Silas, and Revi'a Sahin of oil and wine. Oyle Izin teaches that goats of any age bring the minimum shear of Nesachim with no regard to the age of the animal. The next Mishnah teaches, Shtei L'shachas Hayib Mikdash, Achas Lishkas HaChashoyin, V'achas Lishkas HaKelim. There were two special chambers in the Beis HaMikdash. One was the Lishkas HaShoyin, where discreet donations were deposited and then needy people were supported by these donations. A second was the Lishkas Kelim, where people were able to donate tools and other items. If these items were suitable for the use in the Beis HaMikdash maintenance, commonly known as Bedek HaBayis, they were so used. If not, they were sold and the proceeds went for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara now relates several teachings which highlight the great mitzvah of tzedakah and certain people who excelled in this mitzvah. Rav Yaakov bar Idi bar Yitzchok bar Nachman haven parnasim. Rav Yaakov bar Idi and Rav Yitzchok were gaboyim of tzedakah funds. V'haven yahaven l'Reb Chama avid Reb Yeshua dinner v'hu yav le'lecharanin. People were embarrassed to receive donations directly from the gaboy tzedakah, and so Reb Chama would be an intermediary to discreetly distribute the tzedakah to the needy. Reb Zachariah would also discreetly distribute tzedakah to the needy, while people thought that he was inappropriately taking tzedakah for himself, as he really didn't need it. Reb Chinna bar Papa would distribute funds to the needy in the middle of the night in order to do this mitzvah privately, and was accosted by a spirit who complained that Reb Chanina was treading on his private turf, namely the nighttime. Reb Chanina called him the pasuk Matan Besesi Chafa Af, and the spirit ran away in fear. From the pasuk Ashrei Maskel Al Dal, Reb Yaina learns out that a person has to use wisdom and sensitivity in how to distribute tzedakah to the needy. If Reb Yaina saw someone who was too embarrassed to take tzedakah, he would give them funds in the guise of a loan. The Gemara relates two sad stories, one with Nechemi Ish Shichen and one with Nachem Ish Gamzu, both of whom were not quick enough to help a needy person or were not sensitive enough to their needs. And in each case, the poor man died and they subsequently mourned their terrible misjudgment, which led to such tragedy. Our Gemara relates two more stories, one of Reb Hoshea Rabba and one of Reb Eliezer HaGadol, each of whom displayed extreme care and sensitivity to a blind person. In each case, they received a bracha from the recipient of their kindness. Ata gemalta chesed l'man de mischamimi v'loi chami. You have extended kindness to one who is seen and does not seen. Dein de chami v'loi mischamimi yigmal yitcha chesed. He who sees yet is not seen, meaning Hashem, should repay your kindness many times over for the kindness that you have shown to us. The Gemara now relates two stories to highlight the concept of priorities in giving tzedakah. Reb Chama bar Chanina and Reb Hoshea Rabba have metailin be'ilin k'nishta delud. Reb Chama bar Chanina and Reb Hoshea Rabba were visiting the shuls of the city of Lod. Reb Chama bar Chanina commented on the magnificent shuls that were built and how much money was spent in building them. Hoshea Rabba answered that the money would have been better spent had it gone to support Torah study, rather than to build large, magnificent buildings and to ignore the support of Talmid HaChacham. Ramana made the same comment when asked to come and visit beautiful new gates that were added on to the main Beis Medrash by a student of his. And finally, the last piece in the fifth parak clarifies the permissible usages for Kachi Mizbeach funds and Kachi Bedek HaBayis funds. Kachi HaMizbeach Meitzin Esero Lehen Mikachi Bedek HaBayis. Kachi Bedek HaBayis funds may be used for funding Karbonas Tzibur if there is such a need. However, Ein Kachi Bedek HaBayis Meitzin Esero Lehen Mikachi Mizbeach. One may not take funds earmarked for Karbonas Tzibur and reassign them for Beis HaMikdash upkeep for the Bedek HaBayis. Hanulach Elohein HaMamunim. The Gemara now begins the sixth parak, Shleish Asa Shefaris, relating that there were 13 tzedakah vessels shaped as a shefer, narrow on the top and wide below. Shleish Asa Shefaris, Shleish Asa Shulchanis, Shleish Asa Hishtachavayis, Hayi B'mikdash. There were also 13 shulchanis and 13 places where people needed to bow in the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara will elaborate on the next daf. The families of Rav Gamliel HaZaken and Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim both added a 14th place to bow in the Beis HaMikdash, which is where they held that the Aron HaKodesh was hidden in the time of Yeshayahu HaMelech. After discussing the Aron HaKodesh in our Mishnah, the Gemara then brings a three-way machlokes as to what the fate of the Aron HaKodesh was after the Chorban. Tanna B'Shem Rav Eliezer, Ha'aron Gali Imon LeBavel. Rav Eliezer maintains that the Aron went with the Bnei Yisrael into Galus to Bavel. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, B'mkayma Haya Aron Nignes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Aron was hidden in the very spot that it used to be in the Beis HaMikdash, under the Kodesh Kodeshim. V'Rabban Amrin, B'lishkas Dir Ha'etzim Haya Aron Nignes. And the Chacham hold that it was hidden under the special chamber that housed the wood in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara now brings another machlekes as to whether there were one or two Aronis. Tani, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Beis HaRoinis Haya Mahalchen in Yisrael B'Midbar. Echad shahay sahatayr nesunim b'teicha, ve'echad shahay shivri luchis nesunim b'teicha. Rabbi Yehuda teaches there were two arayinas, one which held the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, together with the luchas abris, and another second one which held the shivri luchis, the broken pieces from the first set of luchis that were shattered by Moshe Rabbeinu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the aron with the Sefer Torah and the luchas abris never left the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and the other aron with the shivri luchis would often be carried by Bnei Yisrael with them into battle. Rabban Amri, Aron Echad Haya. The Chacham maintained that there was only one Aron which would never leave the Mishkan. Upam Achas Yatsa B'mei Eli V'Nishba. And this is the Aron that one time in the days of Eli left the Mishkan and was captured as described in Sefer Shmuel.